This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Thursday. It is morning stateside, afternoon here in the UK, and this is Tune In with Erica. Hey, hey, hello. How are you doing? Come on, come closer. Let's take a look at you. How are you doing? This Thursday, it is the 15th of... I was about to say April. It's August. I am so spaced today. I cannot begin to tell you. I've been doing lots of meditating and lots of work with sound, and I've just been working with clients that are doing 2 hours of Reiki. I love energy work. You know me, I love it. But I end up being, if I don't ground myself, I end up being so spacey. Anyway, good morning, good afternoon, good whenever you are. You might be listening to this on the replay or the on demand. It is lovely to get together with you today. And as I often do in the middle of the month when I'm not doing my starscapes or I'm not doing anything specific, I sit down before the show and just say to my angels or to the divine in whatever form it comes through, what do you want me to talk about? And I was getting in a slight panic today because I was sitting there and I'm thinking 11 minutes to on air, I've got nothing. What do you want me to talk to? And suddenly, wallop, as always, in it comes. So apart from talking to you about the British weather, which we always do, took about 24 little hours. Yesterday was glorious baking sunshine. Today there's so much mist, I can't see the top of the cliff. And it did actually make me think life is a bit like that at the moment. General life, the world, it is so changeable. Nothing seems stable anymore. I think when we grew up in the 1950s, which I did, there was a world view that that's how the world is. And that's what you should believe. And so everything seemed very stable. And of course, now we don't have that, which in my opinion, we have evolved, and that's a very good thing. But it does mean that you don't have this stable worldview. We've got to be a lot more flexible and a lot more, coming back to that word, authentic. And I did hear Mark Husson talking about this on Monday. I was fascinated because I think we're singing from pretty much the same hymn sheet. And if you haven't seen Mondays, by the way, they've got a whole new look here on 1-2 Radio. You've got Mark Husson's show. Then you've got the new Intuition Hour with Kat, Laurie the Love Sherpa, Jamie Dawn, and Life's Journey with Serena. So Mondays are looking very powerful, as indeed is today. Don't diss Thursdays, because right after me, you've got a backstage pass with Jay and Raven, your chance to get to know some of the advisors on 1-2 Listen and 1-2 Radio. Then the amazingly charismatic and spiritual Erin Carrera with her show at 10. And then double the power, Kay and Maureen with Strands of Wisdom at 11. That's the morning here on Thursday morning. So a great outlook. And going back to my thread, before I lose the thread, because I did say spacey. Authenticity. That's what I was told to speak about today. Well, told, guided, nudged, whatever term you like. We have a supermoon on the way, as you probably know. Supermoon is actually on Monday the 19th. It's in Aquarius. I happen to live by the ocean, and I was out last night, meteor shower watching, and the moon was just spectacular because it's so close to Earth and it's huge and orange and, oh, what a view. So I feel the moon's very powerful. The moon yesterday and still actually at this moment is in Sagittarius. It is heading for Capricorn in the next couple of hours. And I've got a Sag moon, so I was out there last night going, oh my giddy goddess, will you look at that? So very powerful times. A full moon in Aquarius. It's called the Sturgeon Moon, which I think comes from Native American tribes and indeed the ancient Europeans, because I think that was to do with the fish. The signs, I'm told, that are going to feel this full moon, this Aquarian full moon most, are going to be Leo, Virgo and Aquarius. So if you've got those as your sun, or indeed if that is your moon or your rising sign, you might like to think about that. It's kind of a message that life can be unpredictable sometimes. Well, hey, Aquarius likes to be independent. There was also, I think, going to be a an impact on our sociability, our social circles. You might extend your social circle. You might feel like, because of the Aquarian energy, they like to do something different. They don't want to fit in the box. So you might extend your social circle and meet some new people or invite some new people into your circle. And you might do a bit of editing and pruning of your existing circle. All that is around. Plus, of course, we still have Mercury retrograde, which has now gone back into Leo, which again is impacting relationships. So if your relationships are feeling a bit, didn't expect that, that could be the full moon in Aquarius. I'm not going to say any more because I'm not an astrologer, but I am going to talk about this authenticity. And excuse me, I seem to have a frog in my throat. Ribbit, ribbit. There we go. Hopefully that's cured it. I also have a cup of tea at the side of me, so I might partake of that in a moment. I'm seeing lots of people, by the way, coming in the Facebook chat room. A very good morning to you, lots and lots of people. If you want to come and join us, go to the website 12radio.com. Take a look at the menu on the left-hand side. You'll see the option to chat and come on in. Let me just say good morning to people before I start rabbiting on, as we say over here, about authenticity. So let me just do the Facebook dance and turn top comments into all comments and just see who is there. Dear me, I am croaky today. I apologize for that. Good morning to Maureen, my Libra sister. You would like, you've got a lot going on, I can see in your life. You would like a reading. I will certainly come back and do that. Good morning to Laura. You would like a message. And Pamela, lovely to see you as well. And to Renee, I can see Denise coming into the room. I'm going to refresh this because so many people have come into the room and Facebook is not keeping up. What do you expect? It's a Mercury retrograde. I have to say my Mercury retrograde has been quite mixed. There have been some incredibly useful insights, which is one of the good things that Mark would talk about with a Mercury retrograde. I've also had some real doozies of things that haven't worked out as perhaps I would like them, including my flute, which I love to play, which now has a, I don't know whether a pad has gone or something, but it's going to have to go in and be repaired. Just things like that. Odd conversations, the paperwork that just doesn't do what I want. Anyway, good morning to Laura, to Pamela, to Renee, to Catherine, good morning, and to Suzanne, and to Tara has come in the room. Beautiful picture of a super moon. I do like my moons. So I will come back and do you all some readings later on. I did do a card for the day. So if you can't get in the Facebook chat room, that doesn't matter. I have you a card. Interesting card I drew for us, given that I'm going to talk about authenticity. It is the five. Good morning to Jennifer Lakshmi Dove, my colleague from 12 Listen. I've just seen her come into the room. I have the five of Earth in my deck. I use the Angel Wisdom deck. This deck just runs for me. You know, you try out lots of decks. It's kind of like clothing and you just get a deck that works for you. And this one absolutely runs for me. And it comes with Archangel Sandalphon, who works with our most grounded chakra, our Earth Star chakra. He is someone who would help words go to heaven, particularly musicians, writers, very grounding. So I'm not surprised he comes with this card. And it's also connected to this deck also has a connection to the major arcana as well. So this card is all about wisdom. And it's the five. Now, quite often, this is a card of lack. In my deck, it's a little old lady with her cat feeling very, she's in front of a church with beautiful stained glass windows, but she's sitting outside wrapped in an overcoat, feeling, looking very cold and despondent, but all round her are daffodils. She's feeling like she's excluded, but actually she's not. She's surrounded by Archangel Sandalphon. There are daffodils showing new life. There, the beautiful church is there. She could easily be inside it. This is about our feeling a lack. Doesn't mean there is a lack. Now, interestingly, Mark was talking about this on Monday. Love the show, Mark. I love talking about authenticity. So what does authenticity mean? part of it is, and I have been doing so much work with Chiron, who's part of this, because Chiron helps us to acknowledge and love those parts of us that are either wounded or where we feel our fears, where we feel our vulnerabilities. And it doesn't help to deny that they exist. That doesn't help us at all. We need to be able to look at them and be kind and embrace them because they're part of who we are. And if we have fears and vulnerabilities, or like that little old lady, feeling a lack, feeling excluded in some way, when in fact life is very abundant all around us, it's just that we don't feel that we either deserve it or we're part of it, we need to take a look at where that's coming from. That's where the affirmations do come in, because I am a great one for affirmations, but I'm also not one for pushing away the reason that you might say an affirmation. I particularly love Louise Hay's, my income is constantly increasing, my income is constantly increasing, my income is constantly increasing. Every time I use that, when I'm having a wobble, thinking, woo, here comes that bill, hadn't seen the exhaust was going to drop off the car, how am I going to pay for that one? Somehow, if I just go, okay, I acknowledge that's given you a bit of a fright and a bit of a worry, but worry never fixed anything. The car needs a new exhaust. That's going to happen, or you're not going to drive. So go have the car fixed and just trust the universe will bring in a source of abundance to support you. Sometimes when I do things like that, I don't get the money, but I get offered the service for free or reduced price, or somebody offers to do something else. Let the universe line it up. Don't say how. Just don't allow yourself to think you're not loved, you're not supported, that you are in a state of lack, because we never are. The energy of the universe, I mean, it supports galaxies. The energy of the universe is infinite and powerful, and you're part of it. We just have to trust that it knows what it's doing. And I get you that sometimes that does look a little wonky. But anyway, I actually went away and looked up the word authenticity because I thought, I just want to, I'll go and have a look, make sure I do understand it. And according to the dictionary, it's being genuine or real, or it implies honesty and someone who is trustworthy. It's being true to your own personality was one definition, and I like that because I think that's very important. What's authentic to one person is not authentic to another. It's who are you? Who are you in this world? It's also being honest with yourself, and that's where there's sometimes the vulnerability kicks in, the Chiron wound, because if we're really honest with ourselves, we may not like what we see. But there's no other way to heal things like that than actually to acknowledge it and to look at it and work with it and to integrate it. It's someone who takes responsibility for mistakes if they've made them, and if you can repair them, then do so. And if you can't, we'll send some loving energy back to it. Ask for forgiveness. You can use the Ho'oponopono prayer, which is, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you, and keep sending that back to the situation. Energetically, it will work, even if you cannot physically do something about the situation. It's a great one to use. Sometimes authenticity means speaking your mind, regardless of what others think. That's what Mark was talking about. He said, you know, how someone reacts to what you have to say and your truth is their responsibility, which is absolutely true. It is. However, I would also, I'm a Libra, and you know we like to do things nicely. So I would also put in the caveat that if I really think the person I'm speaking to is not sufficiently aware to take responsibility for their reaction, and I would upset them, depending on my relationship with them, I might not speak. I'll still have my thoughts, but I may not actually say them, or maybe I'd say them in a different context at a different time. But that's just a Libran thing. We, you know what we're like. We like balance. Also, sometimes, interesting, I was thinking about this one today. Our authenticity, we yearn for something that actually is unrealistic. And by unrealistic, we are presented with so much on social media and in media like movies and television have idealized relationships, idealized romance that actually in real life are completely impractical. And we get all caught up in yearning for that. And that's another way to lose your authenticity. I mean, what do you really want in a relationship? And does it look like that? Probably not. The other thing I often get asked is about authenticity. How do you know there are angels? How do you know there are dragons? How do you know there's divine? You know, somebody who, fair enough, why wouldn't they ask me that? I'm quite open to them asking me that. The answer is, I feel it. And I didn't always. I mean, there was a time in my life, certainly from my teens, when I walked away from my spiritual side and was very secular, I think, through most of my 20s and 30s. But there's always been something, there's been a knowing. It's just that I thought, oh, it's foolish, you can't see it, you can't, you know, it's not demonstrable. Of course, if you're clairvoyant, it's a no-brainer, you'll see angels and things, and some people do. But if you don't, if you're like me and you're clairvoyant or you're clairsentient or claircognizant, it's learning to trust that you are connected. And I see the results. I saw the results when I started to work with angels, which was my way in, being an angel therapist. I saw my life change when I started to work with angels and to talk to them, even if I wasn't too sure. I said, well, go on then, angels. If I want a parking spot, go on, show me, which I know some people would disagree with. But it worked because they got my trust. They had my attention. So authenticity. I'm going through a real authenticity audit at the moment. I like that phrase, an authenticity audit. You know, how authentic am I? I don't have to make a great noise about what I believe or what I do. I just want to do what I do with hopefully some humility and as much authenticity as I can muster. And again, the meaning of authenticity is about reality. And your reality changes as you grow and you evolve. So your authenticity may not stay the same. So that said, I'm now going to take a look. How am I doing for time? Time I got into the chat room and did you some readings. I don't want to run out of time. So Maureen, I can see that you would like a reading. You've been visited by hummingbirds and butterflies and three crows. Gosh, the universe is trying to get your attention. A message for the supermoon. Okay, I don't know what your moon and your rising signs are, but as I said, it particularly affects Aquarius, Leo and Virgo, I think was the one. So if you've got those somewhere in your chart, you might have to look at your chart and see where those planets are, which house they're in. It might tell you which parts of your life would be impacted. And actually, Maureen, I have the Six of Fire for you. This is the victory card. It's where, you know, we are recognized or a difficult situation that we've been working with and striving for comes out how we wanted it to. It can mean promotions or awards or scholarships. And I know that your daughter is facing exams on Tuesday, so I would say with a victory card she will do rather well. So that's a supermoon intention to put out there. Good morning to Laura. You would love a message. Sleep has been elusive lately. Yes, I know that one. Hope the moon will shift it. So what should I tell Laura for this supermoon, angels? I should tell her, gosh, again, I've got fire cards. I've got a nine of fire, which is interesting. I was talking about authenticity, standing up for what you believe in. But you don't have to, especially if it's environmentalism or you're standing up on behalf of someone else, then speak your truth and don't be afraid to. I've got it with the dreamer, which is the fool in the Major Arcana card in tarot. New starts, and again, trust yourself are the words on the card. So if you feel that you've got to speak up this week on behalf of yourself or on behalf of someone else, trust yourself and do it. That's your authentic moment. Good morning to Pamela. I'm very happy you're here. Happy super moon to you, Renee and Catherine. Good morning to Suzanne, who would like a card to clarify what's happening with the energy you're managing. Okay. So my angels, what could I tell Suzanne about the energy that she's managing? Again, take a look where the super moon will impact you. I've got a very grounded card for you. You've got the Nine of Earth. This lady knows what she's doing, and she knows how to reward herself. She knows how to ground herself. She knows that life, yes, it's about hard work, but you have to also smell the roses. Take time to enjoy the fruits of your labors. Buy yourself something. Sorry, I've got frogs back in my throat. Buy yourself something special, even if it's one chocolate. Do things that ground you and reward you and make you feel good. That's how to deal with this energy. And let me just look this next one. Aquarian Sun. Oh, wow. Yes, you're going to feel this moon. Okay, in that case, make yourself feel good. Treats. Treat yourself. You're worth it. Catherine, you would like a message, if time allows, especially around adapting to life in Ireland. So, in lovely Emerald Isle, where I know it's raining today, like I have it here, it's chucking it down. So, but that's why your island is green. So, adapting to life in Ireland, which is going to be a very different energy. Be careful. The Irish quite like, sometimes, depending on whether you're in Dublin or one of the cities, but the Irish quite like to take life at a pace, slowly. I'm very aware in parts of Ireland that they will, a bit like the Cornish down here, it's Celtic. Things happen when they happen. And they'll do things when they feel, or not, as the case may be. Down here in Cornwall, we have the phrase directly, which means directly. In other words, it'll happen when we get round to it. It's kind of like the Spanish mañana por la mañana. So if you've got that going on around you and you're just finding their pace of life is not what you're used to, just take a step back and maybe look at what matters and just allow stuff to fall into place. Tara Elizabeth would like a message for, you've got a Sag moon. Yeah, a Sag moon it is for the Sag moon. Okay, so what can I tell Tara? What would be helpful today? Is this Sag moon heads for Capricorn? Well, there we go. Organizing home, hearth and home, I've got here. Sag moon is quite often about expansion. I don't know if you're looking to move. It is a hearth and home, and it's the Jupiter energy. But I would say this is about organizing your home so that you... It's a mental journey. It's so that you fall in love with your home again. So maybe take a room apart. I had to do this recently, but only because something happened and the room got turned into a mess, and I literally had to take everything out the door, clean the room up and put everything back in. But the change of energy, my goodness, because I had to look at each individual item and I had to clean everything. And I ended up putting bookcases upstairs and other cases downstairs, and oh, it all went on. So you may find that that's going on with this Sag moon. Denise, good morning. You would like a message with this full moon in mind. I'm just going to take a look to see where I am for timing. I am okay because I can see other people coming in the room. So for Denise, please, with that beautiful picture of a super moon from Tara, what does Denise need to know for her super moon in Aquarius? Again, I'm being told, where is Aquarius in your chart, and are you, where is Libra, where is Leo and Virgo in your chart? I have a major arcana card for you, so I think this full moon is going to kickstart something for you, because I have the Dreamer, the start of a new journey. It's Metatron with Metatron's cube, which means pulling apart time and space, leaps of faith, and also particularly the wording on this card, putting your fears aside. And I was talking about that business of authenticity and embracing those places where we feel vulnerable, where we're not sure, where we've perhaps made a mistake before, or someone has hurt us and we've think I don't want to go into that arena again. So all of that might come up with this supermoon. And if it does, we'll allow it. And just take a look at it. As Mark says, you don't have to do anything with it. Just look at it. Rather like you were looking at it on a TV show. Just look at it. It's the TV show of your life. You don't have to react to it. And if you're really stuck, you can always change the channel. Jennifer, good morning to you. Pamela, feeling kind of wonky. Yes, we need to exhale. I completely agree with you. Maureen, you are very, very welcome. Good morning to Quelly. Blessings to you and to Tara. Saying a move would be nice, but yes, my home always needs going through and energizing. I particularly think that that's very true at the moment. I can think of at least 10 people, friends, that I have seen on Facebook posting in the last 2 weeks that they have been taking their homes apart, completely redoing things, reevaluating. Stuff has gone to charity shops. They've bought stuff in. They've rearranged, because I think we're all evolving. And the thing, whereas again, in previous generations, you had the furniture when you got married and you still had that furniture 20, 30, 40 years later. We don't. We're a much more evolving, changing society. We're updating, we're upgrading. There's so much of that going on. And maybe that is part of our authenticity, that we have the ability to do it and to make those changes. So if you're feeling in any part of your life, I'm talking with Tara about her home, but it can be more than that. The home that you have with you since the moment you were born is your body. And I have been very mindful of that in the last week, not because I'm unwell. I'm not putting my hands together and praying. I'm very well at the moment, and I hope you are too. But just, I'm very mindful that actually with all the nonsense that goes on in the world that sometimes I look at on television, or my thinking, oh, I've got to do this, or I've got to do that, or that's got to look like that. Actually, the one home that I've had with me since the very beginning, and I will have it till I go back into spirit, is my body. And that's the home I should also be taking an inventory of as well, and thinking, how is it? Do I need to treat it better? It's not the same home that I had when I was 6 or 20 or 30 or 40. You know, this home is changing and it needs different conditions. It perhaps needs different fuel. It needs different exercise. You know, that home, my home, am I, you know, treating it all, again, to go back to authenticity, am I being authentic with it? Am I being realistic? Am I expecting too much of it? Am I, to go back to the Chiron rune, looking at it and berating myself because I don't look as young as I was, or I don't look how I hoped I would look? And the point is, we look how we look. That's the only starting point. If you want to change it, you can try. But you also, maybe you don't change it. Maybe you embrace the beauty of who you are and what you are and how you are. And I always say aging is a privilege that's denied to a great many. So just be very, very grateful for where you're at. And even if you are unwell, and I send you my love if you are, then rest. Treat yourself with respect. Take some time. See what it is your body's trying to tell you. Meditate and just ask your body, and I quite often do this, what is it you're trying to tell me? And then if I tune in, then I know what to do about it. So there we go. I am almost out of time, and I am so grateful to have had your company today. I have chunted on about authenticity. I hope it's helpful. I hope you'll have a wonderful time with the full moon in Aquarius. Stay here for Jay and Raven. They are on the way next. I will be back at the same time next week. Lots of love. Take care. And bye-bye for now.